For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team going for a sweep tonight against St. Cloud State. Joined by the guy who got the game winner last night. I know that you knew it was off of you. What did it hit?
It hit my backside. Went in the net. We'll take it, though.
Still counts. Yep. I thought you guys really weathered the storm well. They came at you hard and fast, and Matias made an unbelievable save. Penalty kill came through. After that point, what made you guys settle down and just start playing?
I mean, I think it started in the D zone. I think Coach said, let's keep it simple and just put pucks off the glass and let our forwards go to work, and that's what we did, and it ended up working. So
your goal, Tom preaches this all the time, get it to the net. So you're in the left corner. You throw the puck up towards the top. You make a beeline to the net. Did you think you were getting that puck back?
Honestly, no. I just try to take the goalie's eyes and let our best players shoot. That's my job on the power plays, give it to those guys and try to take away the goalie's eyes. So Ross made a good play to the net. Martin tipped it, and it went off my backside. So, I mean, I'll take it. Feels unreal.
There aren't too many that can say they got their first career goal off their butt, but what the heck. College hockey is a man's sport. Take something to go stand in front of the net in D1 hockey. Has that always been a part of your game?
I mean, it always has. If you want to score goals, you go to the net. And Coach emphasized that all week. And he did a quote by Corey Perry. He said, someone's got to do it. So I was there for that one.
First goal, Elias makes one unbelievable play. What's it like watching him? Because the guy is incredibly gifted.
I mean, he's a special player. I mean, he's our best player. And Coach says give the puck to Elias and let him work, and that's what we do. I mean, it's special. I mean, he's the best player I've ever played with, so it's fun to watch.
You guys have certainly been entertaining. I'm sure that these first few weekends have been an awful lot of fun. Did you know it'd be this much work to be able to have this much fun?
I mean, I was in a good spot last year in Cedar Rapids, and it was a lot of work there, and it got me ready for this. So it's a blast.
What's it like playing the number two team in the country that's coming off of a sweep and 6-0 and hasn't faced a lot of adversity, and you're able to pop them in the mouth a little bit and see what that was like?
Yeah, I mean, coming in, we believed that we were going to beat them, and we did. And, I mean, that team easily could be the number one team in the country. So it just kind of shows you what we have in this locker room this year, and we can do something special.
They're going to be a little upset. You guys ready to get punched in the face tomorrow?
Absolutely. We're coming into their barn, and we're going to come out with a win. So,
how much difference is the game going to be on big ice, where there's a little more time and your forecheck, for the most part, isn't going to be as successful as it was tonight and making them make plays real fast?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously going to be a little different, but we're still going to play Beaver hockey. I mean, that's hard. That's shipping pucks out of the zone. That's getting all over their defense. I mean, they got big boys back there, but so do we. So we're just going to play the same way we played tonight.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.